Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and now featured on Sirius XM Radio. We're everywhere and anywhere we want to be. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, a.k.a., well, the Muse is running around here somewhere. He's probably listening to hip-hop and rap in the car. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm sure he's up to no good, as always. Because he's the Muse. This is Jenny and the Muse, wherever, I don't know, he's here somewhere. Anyway, here are the following bands and artists that we manage currently. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute, Don Marlowe, High Priestess Extraordinaire, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. We have Ozzy Train, that's a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute for the hours, well, I guess what do you call it, for the era of the Randy Rhodes. We also have Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers, featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. We have Burn the Ships, which is a new metal band out of Bakersfield, California. We have Berserk out of Hollywood. We have Hollywood Nightmare from the LA area. Borderline Radio Show featuring DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We also have Derek Webb, which is our health expert. He's also an actor and fitness coach and trainer. So he'll be on at the end of the show to do his usual weekly 5-minute health segment. And then we also now have Band of Family that has joined our artist management family, Get Real Global Artist Management. They're also out of Bakersfield, California. We are worldwide, but we also most definitely and emphatically local to the SoCal area. And we like to showcase bands and artists mostly local, but also from around the world. So if you're a band or artist and you would like to be on our show, be featured, or have us play your music on any of our radio shows, on our new radio station, Get Real Global Radio, we are KGRL-DB, so we're with the, the National Association of Digital Broadcasters. We are giving our little shout out to our usual bars and venues that we work with regularly. The Five Star Bar, owners Marco and Angie Cordova, that's at 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. That's downtown LA. We have Petey's Place, is 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California, owner Petey Partello. Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, owner Greg Beer. And last but not least, Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. And shout out to our buddy Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We miss you guys. Miss all of you. Can't wait to start doing concerts at your venues again. I know it's been a really long time. It's been a fucking year. March 9th of last year was our last official concert. We did an online concert for, you know, my usual birthday thing that we do every year. But unfortunately, it wasn't at the 5-star bar as it usually is. But we tried to do something. We had a little online thing going on. So we featured a lot of different bands from around the world. And we had a great time. And that's what matters. That was back on Saturday, January 30th. So we're going to try to do some more online concerts, but we're also hopefully going to be doing, you know, regular concerts soon. God willing, and if the creek don't rise. Anyway, we're here with our featured guest for this week, Wednesday, the 3rd of March. It's almost the Ides of March. It's almost there. Almost there. But we have Arno Lucas from the amazing band, The Other Immigrants. How are you doing tonight, Arno?
I'm good, and it's great to see you, Jennifer.
Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. Arno came courtesy to us from our amazing, wonderful friend and like music family to us. Love you. Lou Gordon, who is management for the amazing alternative rock, industrial, metal band, I guess. I don't know what you want to call them. Orgy. If you have to check them out, Orgy Music everywhere. Music is sold. You know, get your shout out to Lou Gordon. Arno, I was listening to your music earlier. Amazing stuff. Well, just incredible. What genre would you put yourself in? What would you say you are?
You know, it's kind of it's funk, but it's edgy.
Yes.
And then there's some songs that we have that are pretty much straight ahead R&B like.
Yeah.
But everything has to have a feeling of uplifting, you know, movement where when people hear it, they smile, they get up, they hear the message, and sometimes the message is, you know, a little bit, you know.
Like you said, edgy? Edgy?
Yeah. Well, but as writers, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, supposed to push the envelope and absolutely make people go outside the box and think things, like, you know, like bring concepts to people that maybe they had never thought of before. You know, when you do music, you're telling a story.
Exactly.
Whatever that story may be, you know what I mean? It depends on what place it's coming from. It depends on what type of music you do. It just, right. Every right. band is completely different.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get one sound from, let's say, Led Zeppelin than you are from Rage Against the Machine or Prophets of Rage or any of that type of stuff. Like, there's one is more edgy and political than the other. You know what I mean?
So. But still, in between all of those different bands that you mentioned lies the story.
Yes, and exactly.
We all have a story to tell. And
yes.
A lot of times you don't think about it sometimes when you're writing, you know, the amount of people who might just get it in a way that you never even envisioned it.
Right. Know,
you put it down and you say, okay, because we're writers, I'm going to live and die with this. I'm going to still be able to look in the mirror at myself and go, okay, you know what? I'm okay with who I am. And because, you know, we made this statement. That's it. Some people are going to agree. Some people are not going to get it. And that's just the way it is. And that's fine.
Of course.
It makes people at least think in that direction and maybe even want to have a conversation about it, which is, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's a lot of what's missing like these days is for people to sit down and do what you and I are doing and actually have a conversation. And, you know, we may not agree on everything, which is fine, but still having that conversation moves us from point A to point B.
Amen. And thank God for Zoom. That's all I can say.
You know what?
Thank God for Microsoft Teams and for Duo and whatever other freaking app you got, you know, that's going on, your Messenger, you know, Messenger Video and all the portal and all these different millions of things that they got out there now, software wise, that's made it so that during a horrific event, a catastrophic event, such as this pandemic has been for us as a society.
Yeah.
Especially when we're such an interactive society.
We are.
You know what I mean? And we need to feel things and we need to see things and experience things, especially here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
This is like New York, you know what I mean? Like New York City, it's a mecca for entertainment. And, you know, people go to concerts constantly and they go to the movies and all these things. And this whole last year, it just all came to a grinding halt.
It got taken away from us.
Exactly. And so now we can't interact like we used to. And, you know, you're scared to even give your family member or your friend a hug.
I know.
A fist bump.
I know.
A friggin' anything. Like at my job, we do an elbow bump, you know, and we got our jackets on and a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? We got like an elbow bump. That's about as much interaction and physically, you know?
Yeah. Well, this thing is scary like that. It's scary like that. I mean,
extremely scary. Listen. I've never experienced anything like this in my entire life. Even when they had SARS, even when they had the flus, all these huge epidemics that they you know, like had, but it was never like this.
Right.
They never closed down all of society when they had the Ebola virus. Right. You know what I mean? They didn't close everything down to a halt where, you know, people weren't traveling and couldn't go to work and this, that, and the other thing. We've never had this in my lifetime anyway.
Well, I think the one thing that happened that made this as catastrophic as it is that, you know, we didn't get the information when we should have gotten it. It's that simple.
I agree. The information was not disseminated to us as quickly as it should have been.
We got back today, 1 year ago. I was in Japan working on a project. And actually, they canceled the tour because of what was going on in China. And they said, listen, everybody go home. We'll let you know.
Right.
And so we get back on March the 3rd and we're walking through customs. And I'm saying to my son and my wife, you know what? Let's put on our masks because they're probably going to maybe they want to take our temperature. I'm thinking they know what's going on. What's coming to China. And we walked out, nobody's wearing masks, nothing. And my son looked at me and went, they don't know. They don't know what's coming. They
don't know.
And certainly that day, I heard the guy say there was maybe three cases just in the United States.
Yeah.
And of course, now we're a year later, more than 500,000 people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's devastating. And, you know, I lost family members. I lost friends. I'm sure you know people who, you know, this is no joke, man. It hurts. It hurts.
It definitely is not a joke. I know a lot of people who've had it from varying degrees, of course, from a mild to bad, you know. I lost two friends this year, but they weren't. It wasn't from that, thank God, but still. Like, I know a lot of people who have lost somebody to it, whether it was a friend or a family member or a coworker or something. And it's just, it's horrible. Just to know that person is no longer there.
Exactly.
Like, all of a sudden, just erased off the earth like they never existed. Like, it's just nuts. And from something that's like it's like a super flu.
Right. Right.
It reminds me of that book, The Stand, by Stephen King.
Stephen King?
Yeah, and a huge pandemic hits the United States and wipes, but it ends up wiping on like almost everybody out except for like a million people or so, like 2 or 3 million people. That's it. Like yeah. 2 million people. That's it. That, and the rest, everybody else got killed, you know, they weren't, you know,
right.
But I mean, it wasn't to that degree, but still like it is scary.
Right.
Let's talk about, okay. So getting back to music, let's talk about this. So the other immigrants, how long has this been like a band? Has this been a project? Has this, when did this come about?
I started thinking about it a couple years ago. I have a team of writers. There's three other guys, actually four other guys. And one of them lives in Japan. One of them lives in Paris. And one of them lives in Texas. And
oh,
then,
wow.
And then myself and my son, and we're in California. We're up here in the mountains. And so I've written a number of songs with all these guys, spent a lot of time with them. And I had the idea. And when initially I started thinking about it, the virus had started in China. And then when we got back and someone real close to me passed away, and about three other people in the same week.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
I was just pissed off. I was pissed because, you know, I'm watching and, you know, if it's bad news, give it to me. Just right. tell me. And that's what we didn't get. Just tell us and, you know, we'll adjust. We're human beings. We'll, you know, we'll figure it out. And that didn't happen. And because that didn't happen, you know, there's certain people who own a part of this, and I won't mention them. You know who they are. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make a statement, a musical statement, and I spoke to the guys about it. And we came up with the idea of high crimes and misdemeanors. And mm-hmm. so, you know, when it was mentioned, I said, well, the guy said, my son said, can we write about that? And I said, well, it's a challenge. So.
You know, why not?
started and came up with the track and working on the track one day, and I'm playing it down here, and my son comes in, he says, that needs a rap section. I said, well, okay, write one. So he's 14, and you know, the rap section that you hear in this song is him. So he's grown up around Gladys Knight and Al Jarreau and all these different people that I've worked with over the years. He's 14 now.
That's amazing.
You know, he's grown up in, you know, I take
in
him
the in the industry. Yeah.
If it's Japan, he goes with me. If it's Paris, he goes.
Oh, wow. So he traveled like you guys have traveled like all over the world as a family, you know, like that's crazy.
Many times.
That's amazing. You know what I mean? That you got to experience all that together.
Yeah. Well, we're homeschooling, so we can, you know, we can just go. And
that's amazing that you were able to do that.
It's cool. It's cool. So anyway, you know, once we got the vocals and everything, because, you know, I have to be up at different times because of the time differences in Paris and Japan. And
right.
Things. And
that's crazy coordinating.
Well, you know what, though? It's the beautiful thing about being a writer and being in music and doing what we do, because, you know, if you don't absolutely love it, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah, that's why I have three radio shows and a television show. I mean, this is why I do what I do, because I love entertainment in all its forms, whether it's movies, music, television, theater, you know, plays, musicals, like entertainment comes in so many forms, books. Right. You know what I mean? There's just so many things out there. Like, why limit yourself? You know,
exactly. And that therein, you know, that's how you acquire the knowledge, the ability to not only make songs, but also, you know, being aware enough to listen to basically everything that's out there. And, you know, you get ideas from all different types of music, whether it's, you know, jazz or metal, or, you know, everybody's, like I was saying, you know, everybody's got a story to tell.
Right.
If the story is one that is compelling, then that makes it even more, you know, it'll grab you even, you know, even tighter, because there's certain people who are willing to write certain kinds of songs. You know, obviously, when I was growing up, there's like Dylan and Joan Baez and these people who from time to time would write protest songs, you know, 40 right. Ohio, you know, stuff like that. That takes some balls.
Totally.
put that out and go, well, if they come get me, they come get me, you know, but at least, at least we said it. At least
right.
We said it.
And I agree. That's good.
It's the great thing about music. You know, you literally can have this conversation with millions and millions of people. And you know, if they get it, you'll know. You know, and if they don't, well, you'll know that too. But still, at the end of the day, you made the statement that you wanted to make, and now, you know, you move on to the next thing. So, but this particular song was one that, you know, some stuff you just have to get out of your system. And I had to get this out of my system.
Look, it's the muse. Where are you? They can't see you.
Deezer?
Can't see him. It's too dark in here. It's too dark in here. Come into the light.
I'm not ready.
Oh, whatever. The muse is not ready to come into the light.
So how did he get his name Deezer? Has that always been your name, bro? That's the nickname, right?
No. It's just the muse.
Oh, okay, I see.
The muse.
What's up,
brother?
How you doing?
All right, man.
I gotta show him that video after the show, but he's gonna listen to the song, but I'm gonna show him the video after. He wasn't here when I was watching it. Okay. For the high crimes and misdemeanors. He's okay. Gonna love it because he and I are on point with what you're saying. Like we totally wholeheartedly agree with that. He'll get it when I show him the video. Right. But anyway. So I want to play a song. Now, out of all, you know, all the songs that you sent me, I can't remember the names, but I have two videos. I have two video links and three MP3s that was sent to me. So okay. What would you, we always do, I do dealer's choice. So you're the dealer. What would you like to play first?
Okay. Well, since we're talking about high crimes and misdemeanors, why don't we play that one?
You got the link that I sent you, Ronan, for high crimes and misdemeanors. Can we cue that up? We'll be right back.
bigger. What? The swamp got bigger. What you gonna do? The swamp belongs to you.
Yeah.
I haven't had a political song like that in a while.
I know, right?
That's all right, huh?
Oh, yeah. I told him also in the video after this, but I was telling him about the Trump with the long nose, like Pinocchio.
Well, you know what?
Who did that on the video, man? That was just brilliant. Like,
I have a great editor and, working on
good
that.
Good job.
And I sent you the other video, which you can watch later, which is going to be the next single. And
Everybody This, right?
Everybody This.
Okay.
And, when you watch that one, this guy, he's just so brilliant. And, you know, we spent a lot of time on it. But the thing is, if you're going to call someone out, you still want to keep it up here. I don't have to get down in the mud with those guys.
Oh yeah, no, totally no. You don't have to do all that, but yeah.
This is simply, us expressing displeasure about being lied to.
Mm.
Basically.
Right.
The strange thing is, we got back today, a year ago today, if he comes out and says, okay, we got this thing coming, we need to hunker down, we need to wear a mask, we need to do this, blah, 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 and they go after it.
Yeah.
He probably wins this last election.
Yeah.
But he just kept telling us. And then I even would have to have given
this wasn't a real thing. Oh no!
Okay, well, at least he told us. At least he told us what's happening. At least he gave us the skinny, and he never did. Never did.
Yeah.
Even the week before the election, we're rounding the corner, we're rounding the curb, and people are dropping dead like flies.
Yeah.
I know some people that died of it.
I hear you, man. Me too. Me too.
Right.
And it ain't funny, you know.
No, it's not funny at all.
Cool. And, but again, we're human beings and, this too shall pass. And we try and keep a positive frame of mind about everything and everyone, even if, they support him. That's cool. They're still human beings and they deserve our respect as we, hope to get respect from them.
Well, yeah, it's that's the great thing about it being a democracy.
Sure.
Is that everybody has the right to vote the way they want to vote.
Exactly.
And believe the way they want to believe. Whether it's about religion or politics or whatever it is, you have the right to like what kind of TV show you want to like. It's not my place to sit there and tell you that you're wrong. Yeah. I mean, I believe the way I believe, and you believe the way you believe, and some of that's common and some, common, to each other, and some of it's not.
Right.
And everybody's got their own experiences and their own likes and dislikes. So, that's what the great thing about this country is, we're all unique individuals.
Sure.
And I just believe everybody has the right to live the way they want to live.
Yeah.
I don't believe in people hurting other people just because.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're defending yourself, that's one thing. But, like, if you're just blatantly attacking somebody physically or other stuff like that, like, things I always tell my the employees where I work as a security guard. Two things Jenny does not tolerate. Violence in the workplace and stealing property.
Yeah.
As long as you don't do those two things, we're going to be all right. But if you do one of those two things, Jenny going to have to tackle you to the ground.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to subdue you until the cops come.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just how it's going to be. Yeah. No, don't make me go there.
Right. I hear you.
Anyway, that's my day job until the entertainment business goes back to business. but I'm anyway.
I'm hoping that'll happen in the next, you know, six months.
Within the next 6 months. I mean, we got to be reasonable. It's not going to just magically, just because there's a vaccine now, it's not just magically going to go back to the way it once was. Eventually it will, but not for a little while. So we all have to just be practical about it.
Yeah, and we have to be, you know, patient enough. And you know, let this thing work and let's get a hold on it. Like they did in Australia, like they did in New Zealand. And then people are out there now. Singapore, they're in
Houses,
they're shopping. And, you know, they want to let people out. I guess I read it today in Texas or wherever it is. It's too soon.
It's way too soon. People are trying to jump the gun. And this is why we had several resurgences of this. Is because people keep getting impatient and the holidays and everything, this and that. We had, you know, 4th of July, then all of a sudden all the gyms closed again and everything went cray cray. Okay. And then you got, you know, you had the Halloween and we had Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all these people gathering together and this, that, and the other thing. And then they wonder why a bunch more people died.
Yeah.
Every time there was a holiday, a bunch more people got sick and a bunch more people died. And then people are like wondering why. Well, maybe you shouldn't have gotten together with a bunch of damn people and had a big party. Okay. I understand you miss your friends and your family members, but you can hang out with them when this is over.
Right. That's right.
It won't last forever. Yeah. Eventually, this will be over. But if you jump the gun constantly and keep having huge gatherings, we're not going to name names, but morons who keep having giant gatherings and parties and people not wearing masks or social distancing or using hand sanitizer or washing their hands or any of the above, this is why more people have died. This is why more people keep dying. Because of stupidity like that. But anyway, we're not going to go there. Let's talk about your wonderful music. Okay, so the other immigrants, I want to play another song. What? Which song do you want to play next?
Let's play, there's a song called Gone, I think you have.
Gone, yes.
G-O-N.
Okay.
And this is, we have four different singers. This is Jerome Dufour. He's from Paris.
Okay.
And Matthew Pittman, David King, and then my son, Devin Lucas, and myself. And, you know, it's just, you know, we all get together and turn this stuff out. And it's all inspiring and upbeat and, you know.
It's really good. I love all the music so far. Can you please play Gone, Ronan?
Gone. I walk in the door and you are gone. I feel like I was the lucky one. Didn't have to hear it on the phone. Oh, gone. There's no way I ever could have known. I'm the one who's left and holding on. I just can't believe you did me wrong.
anything that you want to. Tell you it's not about what you say.
Something happened?
Was it me?
It wasn't me.
I don't know. Something happened all of a sudden. It cut out.
Oh, man. Good song.
That was awesome. he was really bumping over here. All right, I'm not really sure what happened. I'm so sorry about that.
Whoa.
Oh, he said the clips he got were short.
Oh, wow.
Were they just teasers?
No. No, that's, I'm sure it was the whole tune. Should have been an MP3.
Yeah. I don't know. MP3 cut. Okay, yeah. I was wondering why the file sizes were so short, were so small. I don't know. I sent him the songs that Susan sent me.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, maybe they're teasers.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, even if they just play like a short bit, still go check out the songs, please, so you can hear the rest of them.
Yeah.
We want to, you know, yeah. I just sent the files that were sent to me, so I'm not really sure.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, you know, you got to hear some of it.
That was really good. I like that. Starting to. So what was that? What was the inspiration for that song?
Someone who had left, you know, it's like a relationship that breaks up and, you know, guy comes home and she's not there anymore and gone.
Mm. He said being with you is also cut short.
I would have hoped that she would have sent you the entire thing, but I guess maybe she didn't. You know, we can try.
Everybody, this is a full length from the video.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, well, let's see what being with you, how long that one is. Check that one out.
All right. Well, do you want to play everybody this? That's we have enough time for one more song.
Okay, let's play that one then.
You want to do that? Since that's the newest one out?
Yeah, coming out in about 10 days to 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, we'll play everybody this, Ronan, from the video clip.
Everybody loves their own mother. Everybody's got the best friend to trust.
Everybody fears one another, 'cause it's all about the need to be first.
So, ain't no secret, it will be the time of your life.
If everybody knew how to spread a little bit of love they had inside.
Everybody counts on his brother. Everybody has a secret to share.
Everybody thinks God's in trouble. Simply meet someone who cares.
Keep it simple, keep a smile and open up your heart.
No matter where you're safe or in trouble, all we have to do is look in your eyes.
Hello, just knock at my door. I just want you to open up and give me some more.
Hey, love, just feel your way in. I just want you to recognize another love. Come see.
Band, pick me up.
Everybody's got their own agenda, and I know it can take a lifetime.
It's as simple as drinking a soda, and it just depends what's there in your mind.
So, ain't no secret what you get in return.
If everyone is ready to share a little bit of love, then they can learn.
'Cause who do you call when you fall down? Do you count on? Tell me who's there for you when you feel down. Even reassure you.
Everybody's got a person to trust.
Everybody fears one another,
'cause it's all about winning the race.
Everybody counts on their brother.
Everybody has a secret to share.
Everyone's not in trouble.
Simply need someone.
Everybody,
hell yeah.
It's a feel-good thing.
Good stuff right there.
Thank you, Jenny.
That's good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So that's the next single, and it'll be out in about 10 days.
Okay, that's awesome. Good stuff, and lots of good things to come from the other immigrants. We have, Derek Webb is going to be on, next week. That's our health segment. Sorry, his daughter isn't feeling too well. I was like, yeah, just, I'm sorry. You know, the kid's not feeling well. Just deal with that. That's more important. We can, you can, you got every Wednesday, you know, to be on the radio show. So you go handle your business, boy. Yeah, do what you need to do. Right. That's more important than this. You know what I'm saying? Kids, your kids are important. Your family's important. Don't be sorry. He's messaging me. I'm like, don't be sorry, dude. Don't ever be sorry. Not with me. I'm a mother. I've been a single mother. I've raised two kids. I know what it's like. So you don't ever have to apologize, especially when it comes to your children. That's more important. Your health.
Yeah.
Your children and your family and everybody, that's more important. You know what I'm saying? You always got next week to be on the radio. If you don't take care of your health and you don't take care of your family, then what do you got?
Right. Well, being a parent is the job of jobs.
Exactly. And you know yourself, you know, you and your wife know what it's like. So, you know, I want to thank you so much today for being on the show. You know, it's been great. I love the music. And I'm going to, see if you can, resend me those songs and I can play them on my other show.
Okay.
And I'll also, with your permission, upload them into my radio station so that they can, circulate, you know, throughout the rotation. And that way people can hear your music throughout the day. You know, different songs, and I think that's it's going to be great as far as, you know, exposure, and as far as, you know, getting people to, you know who you are, and go check out, you know, your social media and your website and just everything, you know, so that way we get the message out more, get your music out there, you know, that's the biggest thing about doing this. You know, we're here because we love what we do. We're not here because, you know, we make freaking money.
Yeah, but you know what?
It takes
people who are dedicated the way that you are to do what you do so that we can do what we do.
Exactly. And I'm here to support the community. It's not about getting rich and all this and that, because most real musicians know you don't always make money from what you do. It's about the love and about the passion. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you make money and sometimes you don't.
Right. Well,
and you know what? This is a very fickle business.
Well, in many ways, actually, we are rich because we have our health.
Our experiences and the music, just alone, the music is,
sure,
you know, keeps you going.
Absolutely.
And makes you feel something. It's like watching a movie or television or reading a book or whatever it is that you love to do.
Absolutely.
You know, do it with passion. Do it with, you know, with a full life. Don't ever sell yourself short.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Go for it. Don't hold yourself back, especially when it comes to doing things like that.
Exactly.
You know, like, Yeah. Music is just too incredible and too important.
Yeah, therapy.
And we need to get back to this.
Yeah. And I want to just say thanks to Lou, because he and I go back a long way. Lou Gordon, I love this guy. Just
he's amazing.
And, you know, to still have him in my life. And we speak every once in a while. I know him. I know his family. You know, we go back a long
way. Good people.
Very, very.
His wife is amazing. You know, of course, Jay. Just everybody just is amazing people. Yeah. And we love them very much. And absolutely. We can't wait to see them again. Hopefully it's soon. It's been too long since we've been able to see our music family. And so we hope to get back to this very soon. But can you please tell everybody where they can find you, your website, your social media sites, your videos, that kind of stuff?
Well, they can go to theotherimmigrants.com, and there are, you know, the songs are up there, and you can hear, you know, most of it. And then you can either, you know, purchase it, or at least you'll have a way to get to us. You can send us messages and like that. So we're on all the different mediums, and they can check there, just The Other Immigrants, and, you know, it should come up.
Awesome. Please go check out their music everywhere. Music is sold, listened to everywhere. Just go check them out. Just type in The Other Immigrants and you can find them everywhere. All right. I want to give a shout out to everybody today. Arno Lucas, The Other Immigrants, Lou Gordon, the guys from Orgy, everybody. Just we miss y'all. Derek Webb, we'll see you next week. But go check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook, Instagram, and we are Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter. Go check us out. Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, the wonderful producers of this show. And, of course, you can find that on Instagram, Twitter, and we're Get Real Global on Twitter, and Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, is on Facebook and Instagram. Go check us out everywhere. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Radio. We're all over the damn place. So just type us in. You can't help but find us. Also, go check out Get Real Global Artist Management, all the people that we manage. But please come back next Wednesday, March 10th, when Katie Ashley is going to flip the fucking script on us. He's going to interview Jenny and the Muse next week. He wants to shake things up and go to Bizarro World, where Jenny and the Muse get interviewed. Come check out the craziness next Wednesday, March 10th, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Tech Radio Channel 1. Like I said, go check us out everywhere. Music can be listened to, downloaded, or I don't know, whatever it is you do with music. But go check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Go check out all of our bands. And we'll see you next week. Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.